This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. I pray you all well and welcome to episode 3 of our series Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's moment, brothers and sisters in Islam, comes from a narration found in the tafsir of Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah. He mentions, Haddathana Abu Kurayb, qal haddathana Ibn Fudayl, عن أبيه عن أبي حازم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. He says Abu Kurayb told us that Ibn Fudayl narrated to him from his father, from Abu Hazim, from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. An incident whereby one day someone came to Medina and entered upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and expressed, subhanAllah, how hungry he was. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to take on this person as his own guest, and accordingly he sends his messenger to one of his wife's homes to see if there was enough provisions for him to attend with the guest. And the wife sent the messenger back saying there's no food in the house. He sends the messenger to the next wife's house, the same response comes back. He sends the messenger to the other wife's house, the same response comes back, until this messenger went to all the homes of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subhanallah, there was absolutely no food in any of his wives' homes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a call and asked that who can take this person as their guest. So a person, they say, who went by the name of Abu Talha, immediately he got up and he took this person home, knowing that his provisions are depleted as well. But what an honor, what an honor to take as my guest the guest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he takes this person home and he quickly goes to his wife and he says to his wife, feed the guest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he will be our guest. The guest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be our guest. So she said to him that we only have really a small amount of food, and it's not even enough to fill us and the kids. So what will we do? So he said, put the kids to sleep and prepare the food, and switch off the lanterns and present the food, and we will pretend like we're eating, but we let the guest eat. And that's what happened, subhanallah. And the guest ate to his full. The next day, Abu Talha goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's not going for any recognition. He's going as he normally would go. They always would go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam no doubt smiles and says to him, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so amazed by the actions of you and your wife last night. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be amazed by us. Ameen ya Rabb. Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah, he mentions the story in his explanation of the verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Ansar and says that the Ansar were those, subhanallah, that were so selfless that they would give up even that which they needed. It wasn't a case that they were being selfless with excess wealth which was excess to their requirements, but subhanallah, they were selfless with what they required, and not just required at a distant level, but required at a really close level, something that, you know, meant a lot to them because it was that or nothing, subhanallah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that whoever is selfless to the extent that they can put others before themselves, then indeed they are the truly successful ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truly from the successful ones in truly making us a people who keep our possessions in our hands and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure and His happiness in our hearts. That we never ever replace Allah with the worldly possessions and place those worldly possessions in our hearts such that they govern our character, but rather we keep those possessions in our hands and only allow the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what pleases Him to govern what we do with our wealth. And no doubt these Ansar were learning from the best man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the best example, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in a great month, subhanAllah. No doubt our rewards are multiplied. And if we are selfless with our sadaqah, no doubt it will be multiplied as well. I know many pay zakah in Ramadan, but zakah is the right of those who deserve it. The wealth of zakah sits in our accounts only as a test, only as a trust. So we're truly not being charitable by engaging in the dispensation of zakah. Yes, we're rewarded for completing an act of worship, but truly being charitable, brothers and sisters in Islam, is in giving sadaqah. In giving sadaqah, because that is wealth which we know we don't have to give, and parting with it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is really from the impactful actions that really purify ourself and our soul. And nations before us, as some have said and commented, were given 10% as a compulsory giving, right? As a standard that they had to live by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this ummah is far better, far greater, far more nobler. We're the best of all nations. So Allah only stipulated subhanahu wa ta'ala 2.5, knowing in His divine knowledge that this ummah will be charitable far more than 10%. And the Ansar are such an amazing, amazing example for us. So this Ramadan especially and beyond, no doubt we don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in Ramadan, but this Ramadan and beyond, let us remember these brothers and sisters in Islam, especially since causes are many, subhanAllah. The problems of the ummah that require financial injection are so many. They're, reactive projects, proactive projects, and also looking at inflation and the state of the globe after COVID and the geopolitical events, let us be sure to keep a focused eye out for those close to us who might just be in need and they're too shy to ask. I leave you with this message, this moment, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah bless our fast and bless our prayers and bless our salah and make this Ramadan our best month ever. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.